KW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News, app.
I'm Mike Dubusky. In Ohio, newly released body camera video has sparked protests. It shows the moments leading up to police fatally shooting a black pregnant mother of two in a supermarket parking lot. ABC's Alex Prochet.
While the officer who fired a service pistol is still on administrative leave, the chief says he's not releasing the names of either officer involved, saying that because they are the possible victims of an assault, they have a right to anonymity under Ohio law.
The family of the victim, Nakia Young, is calling for action against the officer who fired. Two more members of the far-right extremist group have been sentenced in connection with the January 6th Capitol attack. Ethan Nordine and Dominic Pizzola are both former Proud Boys. Pizzola was sentenced to 10 years in prison, Nordine to 18, one of the longest sentences handed out so far. President Biden and the First Lady traveled to Live Oak, Florida this weekend to survey damage caused by Hurricane Idalia. This is ABC News. It's Labor Day weekend, which means many Americans are on the move, and there's already been some trouble on the highways, says ABC's Victor Akendo.
Millions taking to the roads.
New York traffic is brutal.
Drivers in New Jersey getting an early start.
Yes, very early. I have to. I should be in traffic all day.
More traffic leading to more accidents. In Hagerstown, Maryland, at least one person was killed in a crash on Interstate 81 involving at least four tractor trailers and two other vehicles. Multiple people injured. The interstate shut down for hours.
Reality TV will be coming back to millions of American households as much of Hollywood remains at a standstill due to the writers and actors strikes. Both sides are still trying to hammer out a contractual solution, as Claire Atkinson, contributing editor for The Ankler, says strikes are beginning to have a wider impact.
The layoffs will spread. There'll be more harm in the industry. We've already had to come back from COVID, and now the industry is going to be coming back from the strikes.
Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Labor Fest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app. We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Novalee Phelps. I work at the fair at Sheridan Amusements. I work with the kiddie rides. I set up, tear down, wash them, and run them, make little kids happy. I run the raceway. I set it up, tear it down. I help with other kiddie rides. I love to put a smile on kids' faces.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Better than mansplaining.
I like
what do you
it.
Think?
Mansplaining was pretty good, but correctile dysfunction.
So it's easy to roll your eyes at a Zoom meeting. You're like, I'm sorry, Kristen, do you have something to say?
I can't tell you how many meetings I've been like hiding my phone, like texting. You're petting a bunny. The bunny's serene, not really going to make a lot of noise. You know, I think it has something to do with that, right?
More so than a cat?
Well, see, cats have attitude problems.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to your Friday edition of As Goes Wisconsin before the Labor Day weekend. And we're going to have some fun today. Matt Miller's going to be here for his monthly pop culture update. Pat Kreitlow's chiming in at 10:30 for our crossover Civic Media host Fridays. We'll hear his best, worst, and weirdest of the week. And then we have a good Am I the Sphincter? And little, it's a good one as far as, like, what do you do when your kid's a bully? Like, how do you punish when your kid is the one who is bullying? How do you handle that as far as making sure they know how serious it is? So that's coming up at 11. We got Brewers tickets to give away. So at 10:20, we're giving Brewers tickets away. At 11:20, we're giving Brewers tickets away for Sunday's game against the Phillies at 12 p.m. Which, what's the weather going to be like on Sunday? Is it supposed to be so nice? Today is beautiful.
I think it's supposed to be really, really nice out. So, I mean, I won't be here for it, of course. I'll be in sunny Indiana. Yeah. Oh my gosh. 95 inside.
It's gonna be hot. Real hot.
Geesh.
Wear your sunscreen.
Wear that sunscreen, people. Wear them hats. Wear the big hats. Gentlemen, wear hats.
How are you doing, Greg Bach?
I'm great. I'm really looking for, I got a weekend coming up. I'm going out of town. It's the once a year family reunion with my wife's side of the family. And we're going to have a great time. This time tomorrow, I'm going to probably be stuck in the middle of Chicago traffic. But you know what? A few hours
on
after
a Saturday,
that,
don't you think most of the traffic would be today?
The construction. There's huge construction happening, and there's just gigantic pieces of equipment. So I don't think they'll be working because it's a holiday weekend. But just the equipment being there in the middle of 94 as you enter into downtown, not downtown Chicago, but just the past Cicero, it just
Cicero
stops. It just Cicero.
Well, it makes me think of Chicago.
Yeah,
that's where she kills. Never mind.
Well, no, go. What's this one?
Have you seen the musical Chicago?
Oh yeah.
And there's in Cicero. That's all it makes.
He
me think
had
about.
It coming.
Yeah, exactly.
He
there
had
you go,
it
you know.
Coming. I love that song. I love that song.
Anyways, so that's that'll be fun.
Yeah, we're gonna have a good time. Hang out with my little nieces. They're adorbs. They're getting tall and older now, so I'm just waiting for the year where I walk in, they'll be like, that's fine. And they walk back upstairs, and I don't see them for 48 hours.
Yeah, that's, I don't know many people who have a
preteen girl who whenever I go, oh, how's 13 going? They're like, ugh.
You know what's interesting? And I'm sure that my sister, being the mother of my niece, will have a different idea. But I never felt like even, I mean, because usually teenagers, kids, they don't hold that sort of like apathy or boredom of adults away from anybody. But whenever I would see the niece and the nephew growing up, even in those 12, 13, 14, 15 years, run to the door, hug you, how you doing, miss you. You know, there was always like, it was never just like walk past you with a phone in their hand and just be like, sup, bro, and then walk away.
Well, consider yourself lucky.
Yeah, I am very lucky.
All right. Well, I wanted to start with the GOP's proposed solution to childcare affordability. Thought we'd just run through and give it an honest once over of what they're proposing of how to handle the childcare affordability problem. And overall, it seems like their solution is not more money, which is what Democrats have been asking for as far as continuing to fund childcare counts with over, I think it's like $360 million. This, there's a package of six bills from Republicans that are getting circulated. They're looking for co-authors right now. And I just thought we'd just go through them and let people say whether or not they think this would help the situation.
Okay.
We'll go.
All right. Yeah,
so the first one is creating a pre-tax savings account for $10,000 annually in childcare expenses for families. So it's like how an HSA works.
Yeah.
That covers like half the year?
Maybe.
Ish, depending. Because I'm pretty sure one kid, half the year if you have one kid in childcare. Because I think most cost I have seen is like, or like prices I have seen is somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000 a month for one child.
Yep.
So it's a start. It is pre-tax, but doesn't get you that far.
Yeah.
There's another bill that lays out details for an interest-free revolving loan fund for the providers themselves, which would allow childcare facilities to borrow money interest-free. So it's not a grant. It would be a loan. For renovations, which would allow them to expand capacity as far as having bigger, you know, places. But I don't know if this, at least from what I've read, and again, if you have more insight and more information, you can tell me if I'm wrong. I don't know if the problem has been the facility size. I think it's been how many people you can get to work for the wages that you can afford to pay them. So I don't know if that's been so much the problem. It's like, oh, we need to be able to get access to money to expand our facility. So that's the second one. The third is creating a new type of license for facilities to be known as large family care centers. So family daycare centers typically operate out of a provider's home, and the change would expand capacity by creating a category for such centers that care for between 4 and 12 children. So the large family centers would be prohibited from caring for more than 8 children at a time and who are 2 years or younger, an increase compared to current rules, which allows family centers to care for no more than 4 children at once who are under 2 years old. So this is the other thing that I've been hearing a lot from. It kind of gets into the rest of these. It's like deregulation is the problem. The reason why costs are high is because of how many, the rules saying how many kids can be taken care of under, like what the ratio needs to be. And it also gets to the next one, which this one I really have a issue with. Lowering the minimum age from 17 to 16. The fact that it's already, you can be 17 and be like a certified childcare provider. I did not know that.
Because you're a child.
That already seems, why aren't you in high school?
Yeah.
But again, I'm welcoming pushback if someone can argue why it's better to have open up the doors for 16-year-olds to become assistant childcare teacher or school age group leaders when I think they should be in high school. So it's lowering the minimum age from 18 to 16 years to providing sole supervision to a group of children. Sponsors say the change would alleviate Wisconsin's shortage of qualified childcare workers. I didn't know. Is there a huge amount of teenagers who are like, they just won't let me work? Yeah. They just won't let me be a, like, give childcare. I didn't know that that was, that's the solution to where the bottleneck is of qualified providers.
This just, this, the common GOP solution is, instead of just giving more money and the obvious thing, let's rearrange all the rules and then high five ourselves like we did something. Like we actually came up with a solution that's worth anything.
The fifth one is increasing the maximum number of children allowed per worker, as well as the maximum number of children per age in group centers. So group centers could change their ratios of workers to children to match the average teacher-pupil ratio to in the local school district. Now, this is one I don't want to pretend that I know whether or not that is actually creating an artificial bottleneck. Because I do know that it has been, you know, like, for, especially for kids, like the infant and toddler, which I will have soon enough, it's 1 to 4.
Yeah.
One person taking care of four kids seems like enough.
Yes.
And so increasing that ratio and thinking that that person is going to be able to still have enough like attention span for that many kids. Like watching one-year-old run around is hard when you have, like, I've been at parties where there's lots of adults around and you go, everyone thinks the other one is watching that kid.
Who's watching this child right like, now?
Who Where did Jimmy go? Where's Jimmy?
Why?
Who was watching him? I thought you were watching him.
Oh, no. He ate something. He ate something.
And then finally, allowing a category of providers known as certified childcare operators to care for as many as 6 children under the age of 7, regardless of whether the children are related to the provider. Under current law, those providers can care for up to 6 children, but no more than 3 who are not related to them. So none of this really has to do with the cost, in my opinion. It's, you know, a haphazard. We'll pay for a couple months. You know, we're not even paying for it, right? We'll give you tax-free access to pay for less than half a year, depending on how many kids you have.
We'll let you start your own savings account, too.
We'll let you get an interest-free loan if you need to expand your facility, and we'll let you hire teenagers and take care of more kids per employee. But this doesn't help the fact that most of the time, all they can afford to pay their employees is $12 an hour, which is definitely less than Culver's.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say this is insufficient. If you say differently, I know we have a couple calls in line. We have to go to a break, so we're going to take them when we get back. If you say differently, I would love to hear from you. But I would also love to hear from you, because the first person who calls and tells us if they want to win the tickets for the Brewers game on Sunday at 12 and sit in the sun at 94 degrees. Give us a call and let us know your favorite way to spend a long weekend, whether that's traveling and getting out of town, whether that's doing housework and yard work. Let us know, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. So two different prompts. If you want to win the tickets, you got to tell Greg, I'm here to call for the tickets. I would like to tell you what I like to do on a long weekend. If you have thoughts on this childcare proposal, we also want to hear that. Is this sufficient? Is this a start? Or is this just lip service? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and we'll be right back.
All the facts that I've learned, I sat in the chairs and my synapses burned. The torture of chalk dust collects on my tongue. Thoughts follow my vision and dance in the sun. All my vessels get stripped as they come slowly undone.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Labor Fest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies overnight with a slight chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 64. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 86. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow night. Lows level off around 70. Dry with temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday and highs in the mid-90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach. What were we just listening to, Greg?
That song is called Brewer Fever. Brewer's Fever.
When is it? When was it made?
I don't know. That's not the first time I or Jane has played it either.
Jane's played it before?
Yeah.
I don't remember. It seems like it's something from the musical Hairspray.
Oh, I mean, like, I'm sure it was done in like 1979. And the video, I'm sure there's got to be a video accompanying it, and everyone's happy and clapping, and Bernie the Brewer is
going down
around
the slide.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah. And like that class, like rewind, fast forward, like pew 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 pew, up and down and up and down, and yeah, it's great.
It's great. All right, welcome back. We are discussing the six bills that the Republicans are trying to spin into
massage.
Yeah, well, there's, you know, to show that they understand that there is also a crisis happening, and this is their best solution so far to how to deal with the shortage of childcare options and the expense of childcare options. And so we ran through those six previously in the first segment. And my takeaway is I agree that I think it would be interesting to talk to more childcare providers, because I do not worked in child any kind of daycare, pre-K, anything, as far as what they feel like the obstacles are. But it does seem like a lot of the people who have been the most vocal about this and own their own child care provider service or facility, this is not what they've been advocating for, because it seems like mostly it's just deregulation of let the workers be younger, let them take care of more kids, and here's like a loan. And so we have one comment from Dylan on the Facebook live stream. You can always watch us along with listen to us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Give us a follow while you're there at As Goes Wisconsin. Dylan says, I think they could expand public school funding and provide child care before and after school. That would help. Overall, it doesn't seem like those bills would have little effect. And the before and after school, I think that's interesting. I mean, that's I wonder how much that overlaps when we're talking about childcare in general, because I think specifically the childcare, these bills and the childcare counts is talking about is under five. So before they're in kindergarten, before they're in school for most of the day when parents are working, which doesn't necessarily help with before and after school. But that is another thing as far as if school gets out at three and most people work. I mean, although we did say the 9 to 5 is dead earlier this week, but, you know, a lot of people still work 8, 9 hour days. Where do your kids go after school? But I think that's where there are still more programs like Boys and Girls Club and school, like daycare, like things that are school run in elementary schools versus the gap of what do you do with your kid before they're five if you're still trying, if both parents, or if you're a single parent and you're still trying to work. But Jack from Merrimack has been holding on the line very patiently. Jack, what do you think of these bills?
I think it's more rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Yeah.
These bills seem to fall into three categories. Let everybody pay some money. Not a government with a multi-billion dollar surplus, but let people who probably can't afford child care anyway, let them now put $10,000 more away for child care. That's the first thing. So let the people pay. The second thing is let's put more kids with less supervision, and that's going to have about as good an effect as on the kids as I was a teacher for over 40 years, as putting more and more kids into a classroom. There's a saturation point, and that's probably been studied, and it's probably in the law right now. The third so-called solution, let's just scrap child labor laws and let's have younger and younger kids go into the labor market. So those are there are three approaches, basically. This is not going to do anything to really help the problem. If you can't afford to put, you can barely afford or not afford child care anyway, how are you going to put $10,000 more away? We have a solution, and the solution has worked. And I don't remember if it was the Inflation Reduction Act or if it was part of the COVID relief, but child care was being supported for the last couple of years from federal funding, and that federal funding is ending.
Yeah.
Since we have this huge surplus, some of it's got to go to replacing that money.
Yeah, I totally agree. Jack, I got to let you go because we're still going to give, we got to give Brewers tickets away, but I totally agree that I think this is insufficient. I think, and maybe there's an argument for doing both as far as if there are some providers who are saying these, we need to loosen regulation. I would love to have that conversation with people who actually work in childcare, but I still think it's like you still have to, there's still a gap from what people can afford to pay and how much these people deserve to be earning, with living costs being what they are and that job being a skilled job. But anyways, let's get over to Mary and see, Kelly. Sorry, Kelly. Kelly, you want to win some Brewers tickets?
I sure love to have those Brewer tickets.
Well, what is your favorite thing to do on a long weekend? Tell me that.
Well, I love to fish. I fish every day.
You fish every day?
Every day. I'm retired and I fish every day.
Good
I fish
for
from
you.
5 in the morning till noon, and I listen to you while I'm fishing every day.
Oh my gosh, we love to hear that. Now I'm happy to give you these tickets now, Kelly. And so yes.
I think you're terrific, and a young lady that works with you, I think she is just great.
Oh well, we love that, Kelly.
I wish I could remember her name.
Jane,
she's terrific. You both are.
Oh, thank you so much, Kelly. All right, well, Greg's going to get your information at the break, but you're going to the Brewers game, and so thank you so much for calling, and thank you so much for listening. As a reminder, you can listen
thank
to the
you very much.
Thank you. You can listen to the Brewers on Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM 1100 AM and WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center. And when we come back, Pat Kreidler is going to be here. So stick around for the best, worst, and weirdest of the week.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. In Ohio, newly released body camera video has sparked protests. It shows the moments leading up to police fatally shooting a black pregnant mother of two in a supermarket parking lot. ABC's Alex Prochet.
While the officer who fired a service pistol is still on administrative leave, the chief says he's not releasing the names of either officer involved, saying that because they are the possible victims of an assault, they have a right to anonymity under Ohio law.
The family of the victim, Nakia Young, is calling for action against the officer who fired. Two more members of the far-right extremist group have been sentenced in connection with the January 6th Capitol attack. Ethan Nordine and Dominic Pizzola are both former Proud Boys. Pizzola was sentenced to 10 years in prison, Nordine to 18, one of the longest sentences handed out so far. President Biden and the First Lady traveled to Live Oak, Florida this weekend to survey damage caused by Hurricane Idalia. This is ABC News.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Labor Fest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app. We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Novalee Phelps. I work at the fair at Sheridan Amusements. I work with the kiddie rides. I set up, tear down, wash them, and run them, make little kids happy. I run the raceway. I set it up, tear it down. I help with other kiddie rides. I love to put a smile on kids' faces.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app, and our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and we are welcoming back Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, which you can hear across the Civic Media Network every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. So you got it's for the early birds.
Yeah.
Unless you can always listen to it as a podcast.
Yeah.
But that is a show for the for the early risers, which I'm usually up, but I usually have to be already working by that point. And so, but how is doing? You've been doing it for, when did you switch to 6 a.m., Pat?
Early November.
Okay, yeah. so it's been almost
it's
a year.
Been a while. It's getting close, yep. And what? I'm realizing I still only need the alarm, my little 4 a.m. alarm. I only need it about once a week.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm of a certain age now where I'm up peeing anyway. Oh, wait, you can relate to this now, can't you?
I can.
Yeah.
I can.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. You're midnight pees? That's a normal thing?
From 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. on, once an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you gotten that checked out?
I drink a lot of water.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Pat, we just gave away some Brewers tickets, but I'll ask you as well.
I know.
What's your favorite thing to do on a long weekend?
On a pontoon. I will be on that pontoon all weekend around Lake Wasota. It's going to be awesome.
So you're not, you don't want to fight the crowds as far as getting out of town or being on an airplane or anything like that. Like, you want to stay put.
I'm right where I want to be. When Sherry, my wife, was doing medical college at the Medical College of Wisconsin and then her residency, and we thought, where are we going to settle down? One of the things we said is we want to settle down where people like to go on the weekends. Mm. So we're up here on a lake. If we do want to go play in the city, we'll go on some weekends. But on a weekend like this, we're just, you know, out there on the boat. Out here in the open, motorboating, as the song says.
All right, well, that sounds lovely.
Pontoon life's the greatest life.
Oh, it is, I'm telling you. Kristen, let's not bury the lead here, having me on. I have been borderline emotional since late yesterday. I am so happy for you and this Milwaukee Magazine honor, honestly.
Thank you.
I mean, I am, because, you know, we go back just far enough that you were pretty well moved back to Wisconsin and saying, you know, what am I going to do here? What's my niche? Where's my place? And, you know, we've had lots of conversations over time about that, about the videos, and then the radio came up, and you know, you did a little work for Up North News, you know, as well. You were on a different podcast for a while. And I just knew when I first heard you were getting this time slot, I'm like, yeah, this is it. This is where she hits it. And clearly a lot of people figured that out right away, just like I knew they would. So I'm very happy about that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, we do go way back. I think I first reached out to you when I still was figuring out what the hell Alice Goes Wisconsin even was, like April or May of 2020.
Yeah.
Up North News was still pretty new at that point as well. And it was like, there could be overlap here. And so,
yes,
yeah.
Well, we were introduced by, I think it was John Roach, was one of the people, you know, and some others. And I was just so immediately impressed with your ability to be interested in the news without getting into the wonky journalism or political speak. And so I'm glad you're doing this. I know that life's about to get a little bit crazy for you, but like any other working mom, you know, you carve out the time where you can. And I think you're just going to continue to do all this, but this time with what I refer to as mini Asgos.
Mini Asgos.
Until we get a name. Mini Asgos will be on your knee, helping you out all along the way.
Asgolitos.
Escolitos.
All right. Well, thank you for all of that, Tat. That is very kind of you to say. And so, thank you. I'm still
Kristen
trying to
take compliments.
I'm not very good at it. All right. So let's
so
change
Midwestern.
Let's change the subject and get to what your best, worst, and weirdest news of the week was. I'm interested to see what you've come up with. So let's start with best.
Now again, remember, everything I do kind of comes through a political prism, you know, being a political news junkie and doing the show that I do right now. And so I've got to say, one of them would be from the debate last week, but the headline that came up this week, climate change debate question reflects concerns among young conservatives. And it caught me right away that there are young conservatives out there who I may not agree with them on you know, some issues, but they understand that there is something real going on here. And there was that very earnest question asked of the candidates on stage in Milwaukee. What can you say to help us young conservatives understand that you're not ignoring our concerns? Now, what happened was the candidates then all answered in a way that made it clear none of them mm-hmm. are taking this issue seriously. But at least there was some hope that the, you know, the younger conservatives that are out there understand just how big an issue this is, and they expect better from our leaders, and so good for them.
Actually, a couple weeks ago, we were doing, I think it was after the Journal Sentinel had done an article, like, what do young conservatives in Wisconsin want? And I was a little skeptical on what it was, like, crime and inflation. I was like, really? But I went on, like, a fact-finding hunt of trying to find what are they saying. And actually, at CPAC this last year, not on the main stage, but on a side stage of young conservatives, climate change was there. And so it is something that's like kind of like hushed and pushed to the side, but that young conservatives, and it's not unsimilar or dissimilar to the gun issue, that mm-hmm. young conservatives are also not in like lockstep with their older party members.
They actually see the real problem. And as you just discussed here at the state level, the child care crisis.
Yeah.
That is very real. There are plenty of young Republican-leaning or voting families who see this and cannot understand why their Republican lawmakers are going la, 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 you know, like it doesn't exist and not, they're not taking it seriously. So it is the younger folks who are going to have to save, you know, their party for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's move on to what was the worst story of the week, Pat?
The worst story of the week actually happened last night. I was sitting in a local watering hole, as I'm wont to do, and getting set to, you know, just see some sports up on the TV there, when suddenly it went dark. And then there was just a text message up there. And the headline from today's Journal Sentinel says, ESPN goes dark for Spectrum cable subscribers amid Disney Charter Communications dispute. And so once again, we've got two sides that you can't root for either one because both are billionaire driven. And yet Spectrum customers can't watch ESPN now until these two figure out how they're going to divvy up the billions of dollars between them. It is absolutely insane.
So wait, explain what's actually happening. So they can just...
If you go to ESPN right now, at least I haven't looked this morning, but last night, and I saw in the paper today, all across the country, people were expecting to see this big college football game last night, and instead they get this message, a message from, you know, Spectrum saying, you know, Disney ESPN is no longer, you know, allowing us to show this channel, or they've decided not to show this channel, so you should contact Disney and ESPN and get them to essentially, you know, fork over more money is what they're trying to say. And I don't know if this is still going on. I don't know if it's going to drag itself out, but it never should get to this place. Again, much like the legislature, when you've got that many billions of dollars to work with, you should be able to come up with a win-win.
I just pulled up the article. So it's ESPN, ESPN2, Freeform, Disney Channel, FX, and National Geographic. So do they give you then is Spectrum going to give you a discount on your cable bill since there's now like six channels you can't get? And it's like, well, we're not necessarily like delivering on what you're paying for, so here's $10.
Oh, Kristen, that's adorable that you think that that's what they're going to do.
Well, now it just seems like you have to, if you want to get ESPN, you have to get it through Hulu.
Sure. Another streaming service?
You can add on ES, because that's what I'm doing right now for the U.S. Open. Is I have ESPN on my Hulu, which is, by the way, owned by Disney.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have Hulu and Spectrum, would you?
No.
Because usually it's when you're getting like if you're.
But you can have. I mean, like you can have both. People do have that now. So if they want to see ESPN, they can just go to their Hulu account. And I mean, tons of people have cable and streaming now because you have everything.
It's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yes. That is, hopefully, I hope you get that back before there's any sports that you want to watch this weekend, Pat.
The only sport that worries me that way is I believe Sunday's Milwaukee Brewers game is actually on Peacock and starts at noon because Peacock has this deal where they do early Sunday games. And so I don't know if we're going to be able to catch it without having to go to Peacock, maybe sign up for a, you know, service or something like that. All these platforms are just getting odd. Some games are on Apple TV, some are on YouTube. Imagine trying to watch As Goes Wisconsin or listen to it, but like once a week or once every 2 weeks, You got to turn to another station or go to another website to catch it. We need more consistency, not less.
Are you in a Wisconsin media market, or do you get lumped into Minnesota?
No, I'm in the Eau Claire media market here in Chippewa County. But whenever I go up to Rice Lake in Barron County, where my wife works, if she's on call at the hospital for the weekend and we go up there, all you get is Twin Cities TV because, you know, Dunn and Barron and St. Croix, those are considered part of the Twin Cities, even though for a generation now, we've been trying to push to get it so that you can see Wisconsin stations, Wisconsin news, Packer games, rather than Twin Cities news and Minnesota Vikings games. I mean, that's just cruel and unusual.
That was legislation that Tammy Baldwin was trying to do.
Absolutely.
And Herb Kohl before her brought it up, and yet they can't get it past whatever powers that be.
Does that mean that they're also, like, their nightly news, is it Minnesota news?
Yeah, it's Minnesota news. That's part of, that was when I was anchoring the news at Channel 13 in Eau Claire. There were a lot of times people say, well, how come you don't cover, you know, something in St. Croix County or Dunn County? It's like, well, because we have no viewers. They're all watching Twin City stations. And so when they do hear, you know, a Wisconsin news story, it's very rare. And so that's where they were thankful for an outlet like Up North News coming in and starting to cover Western Wisconsin.
Because I actually got a comment like that once on one of my videos saying, like, I get my news from you because I live in a part of the state where I don't get Wisconsin news. But
yeah,
anyways, we have about 3 minutes left, so let's get to your weirdest story of the week, Pat Krylow.
As I was looking through stories this week, the one that caught my eye was a New York Times headline, "Why I Love Jet Lag. Throwing off your body clock isn't all bad." And I thought, what a luxury that must be to endure the headaches and you know, the borderline nausea, depending on how far you're traveling. And this person was going on about, well, because I'm awake at 4 a.m., I was able to see the sun rise in this particular place. And I thought, I like to travel, but to embrace jet lag is not something any normal person would do, and I don't recommend for anybody either.
Like, I would say I'm a pretty, like, I've been accused of being a cockeyed optimist in the past, but even that level of optimism is skeptical. That's suspect. It's like, oh, you're really looking for the silver lining there.
I say to that person, shut up, hippie. Shut up, hippie.
We don't want to hear it. No one likes jet lag. It's, like, scientifically proven bad for your health, bad for your, like lifespan, for people who travel and charge, like, hopping time zones all the time. It's not good for you. Who published that article?
New York Crispy Times.
CrispyCrunchy.com.
New York Times? Are they really struggling for content these days? And they're like, this is a good headline.
We have a segment. We have a segment every Friday at 7:30, just devoted almost to terrible New York Times headlines, usually because of the way they, you know, both sides politics, especially, you know, authoritarianism. But they come up with doozies like this as well.
And like, I think we were talking about yesterday. If you read that article, you got to read it like, jet lag's cool, man. You get to watch the sun go up, man. Awesome.
See, now the article makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
Greg,
you guys want to listen to some Dead? Oh, man, I got some good tapes.
All right, well, we're going to take a break. Pat's going to be here when we come back, and we're going to go head-to-head. Headline quiz, Greg v. Pat.
Okay.
We'll see who goes first. Cool. We'll see who, it's a big winnings when we play this game. So stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back. When something's going wrong, you must whip it. Now whip it into shape. Shape it up. Get straight. Go forward. Move ahead. Try to detect it. It's not too late to whip it into shape. Shape it up. Get straight. Go forward. Move ahead. Try to detect it. It's not too late to whip it.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Laborfest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Laborfest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies overnight with a slight chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 64. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 86. Lows level off around 70. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies and quiet. Dry and turning warmer Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, along with Greg Bach on the board, and we have Pat Kreitlow here, host of Up North News Radio, which you can listen across the Civic Media Network, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., Monday through Friday, or as a podcast if it's a little too early for you. But we're now at the point of the week where we have a seven-question headline quiz where our guest goes against our producer.
I'm looking to extend that losing streak to two.
That's your goal for the day.
Well, I'm over one.
You are also over one, so we'll see. Yep. So someone is going to be 0-2.
Somebody's getting off the schneid here. Here we go.
So, Pat, would you like to go first or second?
I will go first.
Okay. Which medication will be available without a prescription beginning next week? Is it A, Narcan, B, Albuterol, C, Ketamine, D, an EpiPen?
An EpiPen.
It is actually Narcan.
Oh, I knew that. I want to answer.
Well, you're not the guest, so you don't get to choose if you go first or second.
I feel like I should be able to steal. I want to reiterate the steal.
Steal. Oh, okay.
That has a little too much complexity to an 8-minute segment.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Greg. Eminem demanded which GOP presidential candidate quit rapping his songs in public? A, Ron DeSantis. B, Vivek Ramaswamy. C, Mike Pence. D, Donald Trump.
My boy, DeVivek.
DeVivek.
Ramaswamy.
Indeed.
He used to rap at Harvard.
Cease and desist. And so
can we just think of Mike Pence actually trying to rap? We're done thinking about that now.
He would say Mother Spaghetti.
I actually don't know who would be worse. He would say Mother Spaghetti. Who would be worse? Mike Pence, I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
And there are very, very, very few things I'll say positive about Donald Trump, but the way he played along when he was on SNL right before he kicked off his campaign and he did that parody of Hotline Bling was actually not
bad. Oh, I forgot about that.
Not bad. There. I know, that's it. That's my one nice. I'm good for the year now.
All right. Back to Pat. What Milwaukee bar is offering a promo where they will pay your bar tab if you watch the Jets and Aaron Rodgers lose at their bar? Is it Pete's Pub, Jack's American Bar or Pub, Worst Bar, or Joe Cat's?
I'm going to go with Jack's.
Ding, 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 ding. Hey, indeed. Right. We actually never ended up talking. I made a TikTok about it, but we never ended up talking about. They made like national headlines this week for offering this fairly petty promo. As far as if you come drink here, we will pay your tab if Aaron Rodgers loses. But there's a lot of fine print.
I'm here for the petty on Aaron Rodgers.
Are you?
I'm here for it.
Are you here? Yep. Are you, yep. Do you want to see him lose just all year?
I do. I do. The whole COVID thing just put me over the top on it. It's, thank you for your service, but could you go ahead and please go 0-16?
I want to see them also because they're the team on that HBO show this season.
Yeah, Hard Knocks.
Where they're following them the whole time. Mm-hmm. I just want to see tripping over loose shoelaces and throwing footballs into the audience and just the Benny Hill theme song the entire time.
All right, Greg.
Yeah.
What rap superstar's team has offered legal services to the man arrested at Kenosha's Applebee's? Do you remember this story?
Wait, what?
Do you remember this story from like last month?
No.
The black man? Who got like beaten in an Applebee's and he was the wrong person.
I remember that, but I don't remember. Okay, so you said a rap.
So there's a rap star. Which rap star is now offering to pay legal service for that man?
Gotcha.
Mike Pence. No?
Exactly.
Okay, sorry. Yeah.
Is it Jay-Z, Kanye, Dr. Dre, or Sean Love Combs, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, a.k.a. Puffy,
Padetti,
a.k.a. P. Diddy, a.k.a. Diddy?
I'm going to say Jay-Z.
Good job.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Because Kanye wouldn't. Kanye would walk up and go, "You deserve that," and then walk away and then take someone's fries off their plate.
All right. So what are we, 2-1 right now?
2-1.
2-1.
Feeling good, people.
Pat,
all right.
Which organization's West Coast headquarters is named in honor of The Price is Right host Bob Barker, who died this week? Well, he died last week, but is it the RNC? Greenpeace, American Red Cross, or PETA?
PETA.
Ding, 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 ding. All right. Indeed. All right. 2-2.
And get those pets spayed or neutered while you're at it, folks.
All right. Greg, we'll see. We've talked about this one, so we'll see.
Okay.
See how good your memory is.
All right.
Fill in the blanks. Blank is spending $216 million to destroy nearly 80 million gallons of surplus blank. Is it A, Wisconsin and milk? Is it B, France and wine? C, the FDA and Four Loko? D, Russia and vodka?
It is B, France and wine?
It is. It is.
Ha, ha, ha.
All right. All right, Pat, if you can answer this faster, the seventh question. So I will say the question, and whoever answers correctly first, there are no multiple choice, gets the point, so this is your chance to tie that.
I don't like these rules. Okay,
well,
go on.
You're not the host, so
fair. I'm not the award-winning host. Whoa.
All right. Wisconsin taxpayers are on the hook for legal fees for the GOP redistricting defense. What's the current expected cost?
$2 million.
$2
million. Oh, Pat, Greg, you got so fast. Well, womp womp.
It's cutthroat in my world, Pat.
I know, seriously. It was a good showing by both of you. I'm very impressed.
I know. What a worthy adversary. This is great.
We got kind of a snarky text message too from John in Menominee Falls. Maybe if Bob Barker had been telling people to get their Republican spayed or neutered, we'd all be in a better place.
Wow. That might be the text of the week.
That was amazing.
That was a really good singer. Thank you.
That's got to be.
All right, Pat, anything you want to promo for next week? Any guests or topics coming up for the show?
We will be talking about Leadership Green Bay coming up on Tuesday. We'll have, of course, our mutual friend Kristen Lyerly with Hometown Health on Thursday. And Wednesday, we'll be talking all about the voucher program in schools and the hesitancy, shall we say, for voucher school supporters to have a dashboard.
I know. Weird.
Keep a count. Ah, suddenly, they don't want to see where tax dollars are going. It's odd. So those are a few of the things coming up next week.
Rules for thee, but not for me, as they say.
It.
All right, Pat Kreitlis, thank you so much for joining
Pat.
Us. This was super
thank
fun.
You.
Have so much fun on your boat.
Oh,
wear
I will.
Your sunscreen.
Have a great weekend.
So jealous.
I know.
It.
All right, have a great weekend. When we come back, Am I the Sphincter? Special edition. We want your. We want you to weigh in, and we'll have more Brewers tickets to give away, and Matt Miller will be here. Full hour. It's Friday. Let's have some fun. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show, live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guests will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Labor Fest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming ABC on the News. Civic Media app.